From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our morning program. This morning, we will return to John's Gospel, chapter 1, and the verses 47 to 51, when we will be continuing our study of the conversion of Nathanael. Now, just a quick reminder about our program tonight before I play you a hymn. At 9 o'clock tonight, we'll begin a new Bible study. It's entitled, The Things Which Announce and Accompany the Return of Christ. Such a topic is always of interest to folks generally, and Christians in particular. I will also play another extract from the sermon I recently preached, The War in Iraq, Foreshadowings of Future Events. We have been sending out many copies of this sermon to those of you who have contacted us. If you haven't yet done so, please do. The sermon is free. That's all tonight at 9 o'clock. Now here is a hymn. It's a special one for me, as it's sung by the pupils of our Christian day school. And they're singing, Oh, How I Love Jesus. And they're accompanied by the vice principal of our school, Miss Amanda Dean. When they sing for us, we will turn to John chapter 1, verses 47 to 51.
Oh,
Please turn with me now to John chapter 1, the verses 47 to 51, where our topic this morning is the conversion of Nathanael. Let us read those verses 47 to 51. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, Whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. May God bless this reading from his word. No one was ever in the presence of the Lord Jesus for very long before they realized that he was divine. So it was with Nathanael. The first words of Christ to him makes him ask a question. Whence knowest thou me? This was Nathanael's first encounter with the Savior, and yet the Savior spoke of him as one who knew him before. This prompted Nathanael to ask, Whence knowest thou me? The omniscience of Christ is once more being demonstrated. In answer to Nathanael's question, the Savior replies, Before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Verse 48. Let each one of us humble ourselves before the glorious truth here revealed to Nathanael, and to us. It is that of the infinite, perfect knowledge of Christ. There is not one of us whom he does not see, and that at all times. The reference to Nathanael under the fig tree may be a reference to him praying in some quiet place alone, but he was seen of Christ. Indeed, there is no time we are more clearly seen and observed by the Lord than when we engage in worship. Please do not think for one moment that we can hide anything from his eyes, and that especially when we are bowed in worship. He knows not just what we are outwardly, but he knows the innermost secrets of our hearts. Remember the Savior's words in Matthew chapter 15 and the verse 8. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoureth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. There is no deceiving of him by pious words and apparently holy activities. He knows what is in man. Let each one of us therefore tremble before the piercing, all-seeing eyes of Jehovah. Secondly, notice how wisely Nathanael reacts to the words of the Savior. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Verse 49. Nathanael confessed Jesus as the Messiah. Nathanael really was a man whose heart had been opened. He saw that such a knowledge could only be possessed by the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, the King of Israel. He therefore rendered unto him the due worship and honour that was appropriate. How long has Christ awaited your acknowledgement of him? You have been most likely raised to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and yet you have never acknowledged him, as did Nathanael. He did so publicly before his friend Philip. He did so in a most devout manner. His very words breathe devotion and reverence. Above all, he acknowledged Christ in the language of Holy Scripture. He was a reader of the Bible and knew the person to whom he spoke from what was revealed in the Bible about the Son of God, the King of Israel. Do you recognize the Savior, whom I preach to you today, as the one of whom the prophets all wrote, the one to whom is due all your devotion and worship and love and obedience? Is he your rabbi, your master, and your king? Oh, that we had Nathanael's submissive and humble heart. Thirdly, notice the blessings that faith in Christ brings. And he said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Verse 51. As a general principle, faith leads on to greater revelations of God's mercy and goodness. Those who have faith and who receive God's word, to them is granted even greater faith and greater grace. Faith gives birth to more faith. So it was with Nathanael. He was to see greater things. So it is for all who believe in Christ. The psalmist said, O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Psalm 31, verse 19. The Lord Jesus prayed for his people in John chapter 17, and in that prayer he requested of his Father, Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Yes, glorious things have yet to be revealed to those who believe in Christ and embrace him as the Son of God, the only Redeemer of sinners. Oh, will you see them, my friend? Will you be there with Nathanael to observe and watch and wonder at these greater things? You will, if you trust Christ, as did Nathanael, if you make him your Savior and King today. May God bless you through his word. Do remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. Join with us. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.